SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Senate has dismissed all impeachment charges against President Biden's Homeland Security Secretary.
The Republican-led House impeached Alejandro Mayorkas, charging him with refusing to comply with immigration law and for breach of trust for saying the border was secure. But Democrats who controlled the Senate argue that the articles were unconstitutional and ended the impeachment process without a trial. The top GOP senator said history will not judge this moment well, while the White House said the Senate rightly voted down what it called this baseless impeachment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is brushing off calls for restraint from allies regarding how it will respond to Iran's recent air assault on Israel.
The Middle East is bracing for further escalation as Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's recent missile attack. Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel after an apparent Israeli strike on an Iranian consular building in Syria that killed two Iranian generals. Israel says it and its partners intercepted nearly all the missiles and drones. On a visit to Germany, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the European nation's support in light of Iran's air assault.
Thank you for the support you've given Israel in the Iranian attack.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Two more jurors have been seated for Donald Trump's criminal trial, replacing two others who were dismissed earlier in the day. One of the dismissed jurors expressed doubt Thursday about her ability to be fair following disclosure of details about her identity. The other juror was let go over concerns that some of his answers in court may have been inaccurate. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 22 points, the Nasdaq dropped 81. This is SRN News. A battle over a crossing, California.
An atheist group has succeeded in getting the city of Albany to remove a 20-foot-tall cross set up by the Lions Club more than 50 years ago. But the Lions aren't giving up, filing a First Amendment lawsuit with the help of the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad Dacus, who heads PJI, says, quote, "The Constitution protects private entities from such blatant state hostility to those wishing to express symbols of faith and hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill adjusting a measure that allows parents to challenge inappropriate books in public. These activists have been using the law to challenge the Bible and the dictionary. The amendment DeSantis signed limits challenges to parents with kids in school who can demonstrate that the book in question harms their children. A growing number of states are passing laws that allow book challenges. This is SRN News. The Hawaii Attorney General has released a report into last year's deadly wildfires on Maui that killed 101 people. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The report says the head of the Emergency Management Agency dragged his heels in returning to the island during the August wildfire, and a broad communications breakdown left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. The report also says communications problems left the Hawaii Electric Company unable to confirm that power lines were de-energized until well after the fire had caused widespread damage. Another report released Tuesday by the Western Fire Chiefs Association detailed the challenges facing the Maui Fire Department during the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. I'm Donna Warder.
The report is the second of two major assessments. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.